Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Cybersecurity for All podcast, a podcast all about cybersecurity from ApeTech. I'm your host, Alex, and today we're going to be taking a deeper look into cybersecurity certifications, specifically those from CompTIA. CompTIA offers a lot of different certifications, and if you are new to the cybersecurity space, a CompTIA certification is probably the best way to go. If you listened to one of my last two episodes, then you know that I've taken a deeper look at the core and infrastructure certs that are offered by CompTIA. In this episode, we're going to be looking at the cybersecurity certs. There are a lot of pros and cons that I want to talk about those in this episode. I have personally never held any of these cybersecurity certs, but all the certs in this category look, well, two of them look amazing. The other one, well, you'll get my thoughts at the end here, but let's take a deeper look. Before we jump into this episode, let me update you on a few things. First off, you're probably wondering, where have I been? It's been almost 2 months since I last published an episode, and I want to let you know what's going on. As some of you may know, if you follow me on social media, I quit my job back in April of 2021. Ever since then, I've been hustling and freelancing, trying to build multiple streams of income. In May, I set myself on a trajectory to hit $10,000 per month in earnings throughout my various income streams. A few weeks after I started my journey, I was discovered by someone on the internet and asked me to help them out with Jira administration. I said yes and joined them. The first few months were pretty easy, hence why I had time to publish episodes to my podcast. But the last couple months have been very time consuming. I basically had to drop everything I was doing to focus on working with my client. After two months of running at a million miles per hour, I am finally able to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I have figured out a plan to regain control and to get my other income streams back on track. All of that to say, I'm back. Next, I now officially have two episodes where I have interviewed guests. So if you haven't listened to them, go listen to them. I go deep into the conversation with my guests, and I really do think you'll find something valuable in each of those two episodes. One of them interviews Christian Espinosa, a cybersecurity expert and best-selling author. My other interview is with John Lunn, a Microsoft Azure cloud expert. I really enjoyed interviewing both of my guests, and I hope you get something valuable out of those episodes. Don't forget to share with your friends and family as well. Also, in case you haven't been keeping track, I don't know that you guys actually get to see this metric, but I am happy and really excited to announce that I have officially crossed over 1,900 downloads to my podcast. Specifically, we're at 1907. So to everybody that has listened so far, thank you so much. I have a goal of getting to 2,500. Initially, I wanted to get to them by September 21st, but given that I'm publishing this on September 25th, I clearly missed that mark. However, I'm going to revert back to my original goal of ending the year with 2,500. So I'm only a little under 600 episodes away or downloads away. So please feel free to share this episode with your friends and family. My cybersecurity ones here that I've been covering on CompTIA have been doing really, really well. And so this might encourage me or help guide me in the direction that I'll be taking this podcast and maybe talking a lot more about cybersecurity certification. So I did have all the episodes. I had about 30 episodes pre-planned, but I'm just going to evaluate my metrics here and see if I have to pivot. But nonetheless, I'm excited. 1900. Let's go. Let's get this. The other thing I want to talk about here I went completely off script here. So I'm trying to find myself again. My goal is to hit an end by the end of the year. But I really do think I have a feeling that I'm going to get there a little quicker, especially since I'm going to be back on this cadence. Right. And so I do believe in my podcast, and I will be investing more time and planning on getting all those planned episodes out before the end of the year. I'm thankful to each and every one of you that have tuned into my podcast, that listens to it. I appreciate you. Every time someone listens to this episode or to this podcast, I'm motivated and encouraged to keep going. I really do hope that you find something valuable here. Please feel free to share my podcast with your friends and family so that they too can benefit from the Cybersecurity for All podcast. If you want to leave a message, there is a voicemail URL in the episode description that you can get a hold of me. Also, apetech.me/social is where you can find me and everything else that I'm working on. I am working on basically redoing my entire website, and so stay tuned for some updates there. But if you haven't checked it out already, apetech.com apetech.me/social is where you're going to find all the information. I'm very active on Twitter. You can find me there on apetechda. And if you enjoy the cybersecurity content and want more, feel free to check me out on TikTok. I have a bunch of different cybersecurity related videos on TikTok. I am doing a bit of a pivot on my TikTok though. I am switching over to freelancing and Jira. But if that's something that's interesting to you, feel free to go check me out on TikTok. I love all the cybersecurity content here on my podcast. So I'm writing a lot. I am doing a lot and I'm back on the horse. And let's see if I can stay on it at least until the end of the year. All right. That's enough with all these updates. Let's get into the episode. In the last episode, we explored the infrastructure certification that CompTIA offers. These are great starter certs for those looking to start a career in IT. But in today's episode, we're going to be exploring some slightly more advanced and slightly more specialized certs. If you've been in IT for a while, or maybe you want to increase your IT chops, these three certs that we will be discussing are going to be perfect for you. I've been in IT for almost 11 years now, and just based on the titles of these certs, I can tell you that they're going to be valuable, at least two of them. The certs in the cybersecurity category are the CYSA Plus, the CASP Plus, and Pentest Plus. If you don't know what any of those mean, don't worry. We're going to be covering each one of them in detail, so stay tuned here. Each of these topics are very much in demand within the world of cybersecurity/IT. And if you've been wanting to jump into any of these categories, these are the perfect certifications for you to get. Let's start with the first cert, which is the Cybersecurity Analyst Certification, or the CYSA Plus. When I was getting my Security Plus certification, this specific certification didn't exist. Heck, I don't even think the entire cybersecurity category existed yet. This is the first certification that I see from CompTIA that goes beyond just having to answer questions to receive the certification. Most of the other ones that we've been discussing in the last couple episodes, they're very factual based, right? So you learn a lot of facts and data, and then you regurgitate them back on an exam. But this one, you actually have to answer performance-based questions along with the traditional multiple-choice questions. So it's still all like questions, but the performance-based questions are going to challenge you a little bit more, right? They're going to make you really dig into that brain, right, and extract that knowledge and really take those facts and data and interpret them to make strategic and smart decisions. The topics covered in the exam are a little bit more advanced as well, right, than the previous certifications that we've discussed in this podcast so far. I would consider this exam to be a mid-range exam where you need to have a solid foundation in not only IT, but also cybersecurity. The concepts covered under this exam go beyond just knowing the facts and data. To do well in this exam, you really need to understand threat management, software and system security, compliance, security monitoring, and incident response. The exam requires you to be able to analyze data and then make strategic decisions. It requires you to really know the fundamentals so that you do not second guess yourself when an attack happens. I really do see this exam being like the exam that separates those that want to get into cybersecurity because it's fun versus those that want to get into cybersecurity to help beat the bad guys. This exam is harder, but if you study and really ingrain yourself into the world of cybersecurity, I think you should be fine. The exam is $380, 85 questions, and you have 165 minutes to complete. All right, on to the next cert. The next certification is the Pentest cert. I'm really excited about this one because when people think cybersecurity, at least in my mind, right, when I feel that people think cybersecurity, they're thinking hacking, right? They're thinking somebody sitting behind a computer terminal and breaking into a bank or trying to steal data and things like that, right? Very Hollywood-esque. And in my opinion, the penetration testing is as close as you get to that Hollywood experience in cybersecurity. So this certification claims to cover all aspects of pen testing. Most people usually think of pen testing as about, like, again, hacking a system, but there's actually a lot that goes into planning and executing a successful hack. This certification will prepare you and walk you through all the different phases of conducting a successful penetration test. What I like about this exam is that it prepares you to be able to handle pen testing in the cloud, hybrid environments, web applications, IoT devices, and then also the more traditional on-premise devices. And this part here is really key because a lot of the information out there is like, I feel like it's a little bit more antiquated, right? A lot of the material is usually just geared towards like on-premise, like trying to physically break into something. But the world is moving. The world of IT is shifting and evolving. And your targets aren't in like a building somewhere. Well, they still are technically, but they're more ubiquitous and they're a little harder to get to directly, right? So everything's more like in the cloud and stuff like that. So I think this exam is great that they start covering those topics. Those more like what I'll call advanced topics. Like the CYSA, though, that we discussed, the folks trying to learn or earn this certification should have a very strong foundation in both IT and cybersecurity. I would say that this exam is probably going to be the most technically challenging when compared to the other two exams in this category. With that said, however, there is a lot of what I'll call grunt work when it comes to planning and executing a successful pen test, and I'm willing to bet that a majority of the test is going to be focused on that grunt work. So for those of you thinking that having the cert is going to be all about hacking, I think you're going to be in for a reality check. Half the battle in hacking is planning and preparation to conduct an attack, right? The actual action, I guess, that I'll call it, of actually conducting the hack is like the last 10%. Everything else is like getting you to that point mentally and technically. The exam is $370 US, so a little bit cheaper than the previous one. Still the same 85 questions, and you still have the same 165 minutes to complete it. All right, so that's it about this one. Let's go and talk about the last cert in this cybersecurity category. The last certification is the Advanced Security Practitioner, or CASP+. I've never really heard about this exam prior to conducting the research for this episode. The exam is geared towards security architects and senior security engineers. So that basically means that this is going to be considered an advanced certification, at least in my opinion. From my research, this exam is for what I'll consider the boring part of cybersecurity. This is perfect for those having to do all the paperwork related tasking that is involved in cybersecurity. The certification will cover topics such as security architecture, security operations, governance, risk, compliance, and also security engineering and cryptography. If you're a seasoned IT professional or a cybersecurity professional in general, this exam will probably help boost your career into management or into a lead position. I personally wouldn't recommend this exam for folks that are wanting to advance their cybersecurity technical skills, but if like the more people/management is like what's on your goal list, then yeah, this exam is perfect for you. This certification is really aimed at those IT professionals who want to advance their careers at the expense of potentially not doing as many technical things in their day-to-day work. The exam is a little bit more pricey as well. It comes in at $466, and it's 90 questions long, and you still have the same 165 minutes to complete it. I have a feeling that the people taking this exam will probably have the fee and training covered by the company. And there you have it, your overview of the CompTIA cybersecurity certifications. Remember, this is category number 3. There are 3 more exams to be covered. I'm going to be talking those in the next episode. So if you aren't already subscribed to this podcast, if you haven't liked it or added it, or depending on wherever you're listening to it, there's a different method for you to quote unquote subscribe, please make sure you do so. I have this one more episode coming out where we're going to be covering the last 3 cybersecurity the last 3 CompTIA certifications. And I also have my previous 2 episodes where I covered the core and infrastructure. So this is the 3rd one. So make sure you go listen to the first 2. Make sure you go listen to my interviews with Christian Espinosa and John Lunn. Go show those episodes some love. And stay tuned because I have a lot more episodes coming your way. And also, do you currently have any of the certifications that we've been discussing up to this point? I personally had the Security Plus certification, but I let it expire because I didn't really need a half for it in my current line of work. I primarily do Jira, and before doing Jira administration, I used to do technical program management, and none of those required me to do cybersecurity. So I didn't really see the point in paying for them, but I want to hear about you, right? I want to hear what your thoughts are, what your experience has been. Are you planning on getting any of these certifications, right? Let me know as well. I'd love to hear from you. And if there's anything I can do to help you prepare for these exams, please let me know. If you look on Amazon, you will find books for each of the exams that will help you prepare. Also, you can go on the CompTIA website and download the course objectives so you can at least know what topics are going to be covered in each exam. If you're not sure of the certification right now, or if you're not sure if it's right for you, feel free to reach out. I'd be more than happy to discuss with you and help determine what's best for you based on your specific needs. And again, at ApeTechDA is where you can find me on Twitter. That's probably the best way for you to get a hold of me. Well, that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you feel that someone you know could benefit from listening to this episode, feel free to share it with them. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to my podcast, and thanks for the support. Thanks for being a part of this journey with me, and see you in the next one. Bye.